Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A couple podcasters to talk to right now that you need to listen to. You need to check out these podcasts. The names are Rick Kempfer and Dave Stern joining us here at 720 WGN. How are you guys doing?
Oh, Phil, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
And Rick, how are you?
I'm doing well, too. Thanks.
Very good. Let the record show that we go back to college, the three of us, at the University of Illinois.
2006, we graduated.
Good answer. At WPGU, where all this started, and you guys were smart enough to get out of radio.
Yes, that's true.
And, Rick, it was 1 year ago today, July 3rd, 2020, you were the very first guest I ever had on talk radio after doing rock radio for like 40 years, 20 years in Chicago. And you had the great idea, and you were nice enough to interview me to make it easy on me, and I appreciate that to this day. Thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It's much easier to interview than to be interviewed, as far as I'm concerned.
It is so much easier. You are correct. Let's get to the podcast. It's called Minutia Men, right?
Right. Yeah, we actually have two podcasts. One is Minutia Men Celebrity Interview, and then the other one is Minutia Men. So, yes. Well, we're like Mary Tyler Moore and Rhoda. You know how they have two different shows?
If Mary Tyler Moore were in both shows.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between the two? Obviously, one is celebrity interviews, but the others are just like regular guys, regular people?
Well, you know, the idea behind the whole show was Dave and I were on the air together back in Champaign 1,000 years ago, and we enjoyed it, but we became, you know, best friends, and we talk on the phone every day, and our phone calls were hilarious. They, you know, they were shtick back and forth.
Sure.
And we felt they were being wasted by only the two of us hearing them. And so we approached the network, the Radio Misfits, and pitched this idea to them. And they said, well, what do you guys talk about? We say, you know, worthless information. And they said, done. Perfect.
You're out. It's like Seinfeld. It's about nothing.
It's kind of like that, yes.
So minutia meaning nothing. Got it. Okay. And minutia men because it sounds revolutionary.
Exactly. And it is revolutionary.
There you go. Talk to me about Radio Misfits.
Radio Misfits. Go ahead, Rick. Yeah. No, go ahead, Rick. Sorry.
Because you don't know the answer, do you?
And we'll be back. Right
Radio Misfits was started by Ed Silla, who was affiliated with Steve Dahl's show for many years. And he's got a whole network of shows. I don't know how many shows there are, but, you know, dozens and dozens of shows. And since he had the infrastructure in place already, they had a place for us. And, you know, we didn't realize when we started that we were going to build an audience. We just kind of wanted to, you know, scratch that comedic itch. And sure, it's worked out well.
How long has this been going on? When did you start this?
I think we're at our 260th episode or something. So about 5 years ago, right, Rick? I think May of whatever 5 years ago was.
Yeah. Two presidents ago.
Yeah. And like nine presidents ago, but yes.
Podcasting at the time wasn't that cool to do, right?
No.
Well, we were always
in fact,
cool.
We didn't really know anything about it, and I don't, you know, people that know me from my own radio days know that I'm not exactly well versed in the technical end of things.
Okay.
And that was always a challenge, but we've learned to make fun of that. That's part of the shtick of the show, is that I'm an idiot. but podcasting is basically the same thing as doing a radio show, as far as I'm concerned. And I did radio shows for many years, so it was no problem at all to make that transition.
Right, right. And like you said, you missed it, and you felt that your conversations were being lost. So that's pretty cool. Now nowadays, I mean, like anyone can have a podcast.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't. It's me, Landecker, and Bob Surratt. None of us have podcasts, and we're the only three in the world who don't have a podcast.
Well, there are over 2.5 million podcasts in the world right now.
And keep going, Minutia Men is ranked
in the top 1% of all podcasts in the world.
Right.
Stop
it. We're huge in Guam.
Costa Rica. Are you kidding me? We killed it.
Yeah, right. We can't walk in Anguilla without them mobbing us.
There you go.
Swaziland, if that's still a country, we're huge.
So let me repeat that for the folks who missed it. There are more than 2.5 million podcasts in the world. Minutia Men is ranked in the top 1%.
Yes.
And
I don't know if that says more about us or about the listening public.
Well, there's that, too.
Also, Phil, keep in mind that there is a podcast about styrofoam that's in the top 0.5%. So,
really?
But it's a really great podcast about styrofoam.
I would imagine it would be top-notch. How is this tabulated? How do they know? Obviously, you can see how many people listen, right?
I have no idea how they do the metrics. Do you, Dave?
No. I think they aggregate it from all the platforms that you can get your podcasts on, be it Stitcher and Google Play and Apple and whatever. And, Listen Notes is actually the authorized, you know, if you will, metric to quantify all this. And they put together a list, and they give you your ranking, and we were in the top 1%. So I'm just assuming it's correct. Quite frankly, I guess we don't know, but no, it's.
Well, I hope so, because I'm making everyone call me Your Majesty these days. So not that it's going to my head at all.
No, not at all. Nor should it.
Finally, we're a 1%er, Phil.
There you go.
Finally.
Now, Minutia Men, the celebrity interview, that's in the top 3%. That's no slouch either.
Yeah.
You've interviewed a lot of people over the years. Some of your best.
Well, I think the one that propelled us, and Dave, you may have a different view in this, but the one that really propelled us was Anthony Scaramucci. It was early on when we started doing these interviews, and it was during the Trump administration, and Scaramucci came on and just started laying into Trump at a time when he had never done that before. You know what I mean? And it was so funny, and it blew up, and that one went all around the country. That was probably our number one listen to show, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, and we've and really special thanks to everybody who's taken their time out. We've had Tommy Chong, who was great. We had to repeat the questions a couple of times to him, but he was fantastic. We had Mark Cuban on. Those guys have all been great, but personally, I like, as the name implies, kind of these minutia celebrities. Like, for instance, we just had on Anthony Penrose. Now, you don't know who Anthony Penrose is, but his story is just really remarkable. He bit Picasso when he was a kid. His mother took a bath in Hitler's bathtub on the day Hitler killed himself. I love those kind of stories, too, but...
Yeah. Oh, where do you find these people? How do you do this?
Dave books the guests. So how do you find these people, Dave?
Well, what I'll do is I'll read an article, and if I see something that is, you know, interesting, like this is how I found Anthony Penrose. He was doing a exhibition in East Sussex, and his mother, I found out the story of his mother, who is actually one of the first Vogue supermodels, who was discovered by almost getting killed in Manhattan. It's just this huge story. And so I reached out to him. I mean, a lot of these people are very, you know, accessible through the internet through Twitter, you know, through their Instagram. But what we're really surprised is how some pretty big celebrities respond to us too. And I think it's also as we're now gaining an audience
Sure.
that is becoming easier. But, you know, we get, you know, I'm surprised often how a major A-lister will say, sure. You know, and then I explain to them, are you sure? Have you listened to the podcast? Are you 100% sure you want to do this?
Very funny. All right. You guys are also authors. I want to get into that. And okay. Think about this while we take this quick break here. Guests that may not have led up to your expectations. All right?
Okay. You know, honestly, no one comes to mind right now.
Oh, I have one. The guy who played the bully in the movie Christmas Story.
Oh,
his name is Zach Ward. At some point, he turned on us in the middle of this interview and started talking to us as if we were, doing a podcast from the basement of our mother's house.
Really?
You know, and the irony, Phil, is at that moment, my house was getting worked on. And I actually was at my mother's house doing the podcast. So that one hit a little close to home.
So he was right.
He was. Well, we felt like Ralphie. Was it Ralphie the name of the kid that he used to beat up on?
So what caused this? Do you, listening back to it, what caused it? Was it a phrase? Was it I don't know. What was the deal?
By the end of this interview, Dave actually called him a name that we can't say on WGN, but on podcasts you can say whatever you want. But it starts with a D.
Really?
Yeah.
It rhymes with Rick's name.
There you go.
I think what happened, if Denver, I remember correctly, and Rick, maybe tell me if I'm wrong, Rick asked the question something like, did you think that A Christmas Story was going to be such a big hit? And then Zach Ward said, yeah, when I was 13, I knew this was going to be a big hit, you idiot. Or something like that, I think was kind of how it started. Right, Rick?
Yeah.
And that's a standard question, you know. You just want to hear. No, I never thought it. It's great. The people are great. But no, he went in a different direction.
Yes, he did.
It was all good.
A little bit. All right. You guys are also publishers. Eckhart's Press. Talk to us about that.
We're a local Chicago treasure. We publish Chicago authors or people that have Chicago stories to tell, and we've published over 70 books over the last 10 years, including books from some celebrities that you may know, including John Rutgers Landecker, who's on this very station, and also Roger Badish, who's a WGN newsman.
Yep,
and it's been one of the most rewarding jobs I've ever had in my life.
Now, after you were in radio, Rick, you produced Stephen Gary, you produced John Rutgers Landecker. Meanwhile, Dave, you were in the paper business, right? So is that how it led to publishing?
Rick wrote a book with Brendan Sullivan, The Living Wills, which happened to be our first book, and they were shopping it around trying to find a publisher, and they were having a lot of trouble doing it. And I was just getting basically my paper career started ending. I don't know if you guys know this, and for the kids out there, don't go into paper. Okay, so
this just in.
So about 10
with
years
radio.
Ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
So I had all this knowledge of the printing business and the paper industry. I'm like, well, why don't we just publish it ourselves? With digital technology, you don't have to print 10,000 books anymore to get a unit price that you can be profitable with. So we kind of married our skills, you know, Rick the creative and me more the manufacturing and the production aspect of it. And the first book did really well. We sold over 1,000 copies. And just so you know, most books don't sell. I think something like 94% of books don't sell 1,000 copies. And our first book did. And we have a lot of friends who wanted to tell their stories. And it slowly built. And that's pretty much the genesis of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now we have, you know, several editors and we have several designers and we have, several printers and, you know, we have a little conglomerate.
That's an awesome success story. Guys that you didn't mention who also wrote books, people that you'll know, Mitch Michaels. He mm-hmm. wrote a book with yep. you guys. Bobby Scafish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our friend Brent Peterson, he wrote a book with you guys as well.
Right. Brent, yeah. Truffle Hunt did very well. Rich King, Rick and I just met Rich King yesterday for lunch. We did one of his books. Yeah, but we don't just limit it to media celebrities. I wouldn't say that we really have a niche other than something about Chicago,
right?
And it doesn't have to be a story about Chicago, but just an author that has a Chicago connection. So we don't limit ourselves to a particular.
I think Chicago needed this because we have, in New York is where the publishing giants are, and there's down to like four of them. And the publishing industry is tricky these days, and so they won't take any chances on new authors. And somebody that's considered a celebrity in Chicago is not considered a celebrity in New York, and they don't understand the sales potential of Chicago. And Chicago is, in the Chicagoland area, there's 8 million people. To us, that's a good enough market to focus on, and that's what we do.
Sure, sure. All right, getting back to the name, where does the name come from, Eckhart's?
My father's name was Fritz,
okay.
and Rick's father's name was Eckhart. So we combined the words Eckhart and Fritz and made it Eckhart's. It's good that our dad's names weren't Dick and Ed, because that would not have been a good name of a publishing company.
Nice way to Eckhart. Get around it, too, by the way.
We did it as a tribute to our dads because our dads were the creative ones that gave us our creative genes, and so we wanted to pay tribute to those guys. And they both passed away many years ago.
Got it. So they were unfortunately not able to see the success that you guys have had with it. It's also categorized as a boutique Chicago publishing company. What does that mean? Boutique.
Right. That just means we're not nationwide. We're local. We're a local publisher, which, as I mentioned, in a town the size of Chicago, we're happy with that.
Right. Okay. I got
it. But we do sell books all over the world.
Right.
Our authors come from mostly Chicago.
Right. While we're on that subject, where do we get these books that you guys have done? Some 70 books. That's fantastic. How do I get a book from you guys?
You can go on eckhartspress.com, which is E-C-K. H-A-R-T-Z press.com. The vast majority of our books are available on Amazon for an ebook, not a paperback. But we do have some books on, some of our books are also available on Amazon paperback. But eckhartspress.com will give you the portal to our publication.
Very good. So we mentioned John Records, Landecker, Roger Badish, Mitch Michaels, Bobby C. When's the Film and Icky book coming out?
You write it, buddy.
Whenever you write it, it will happily put it out there for you.
I got to write it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bummer, Phil. That's the bummer.
Okay. Damn. So,
get your fancy producer to do it.
All right. Getting back to Rich King, you guys had lunch with him. Can we expect something coming up with Rich King?
Well, we had mozzarella sticks that were just great. I don't know if we're at liberty to say, but there's definitely something in the works. Okay. How does that sound?
Well, yes, we can't say what it is yet, but we will be able to make an announcement soon. And Rich is working on something.
Very good.
And Rich looks like he's 40.
Yeah,
basically. Doesn't age.
I saw the picture.
He's living in Arizona now. He's retired. He's golfing every day. He is happy as a clam. So he's doing great.
Very good. So we'll stay tuned with that. The podcast, where do we go for the podcast? How do we get that?
Pretty much anywhere you can enjoy your podcast. It's Minutia Men, and that's spelled M-I-N-U-T-I-A, Men, and Minutia Men Celebrity Interview. But Rick, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're on absolutely every platform, iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and all that stuff.
Very cool.
And Audible and all of that stuff.
Keep up the good work, you guys.
Thank you, Phil. You're the best.
Rick and I will come to your house and do the podcast, too, if you want it, for anybody out there listening.
More live.
More information.
We'll do it live.
Rick Kempfer, Dave Stern, thank you guys so much. Continued success.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.